Parshas Vayetze, we have over here the first thing is the column of the Sulam, and the meaning behind that column, it's a column that seems to be a general column, and therefore it seems to have a lot of significance. It's not a specific event like by Paro and so on, and yet the Psukim don't give us any real sense of what the Pishon is. It just has the dream and, you know, and so on. So, Rishonim here, Nezer, Ramban, Rabbein Abachaya, and so on, Ran over here, will give us different Havanis and understanding in it. First one's Ibn Ezra. He says, V'derech Sulam Lio Semel, or Mispar Sinai, Drushu. So he's referring to Chazal. There's Chazal, the Medrash says, that Sulam is Semel. Semel means Navodah Zarah, because it's the same letters, and the Chazal make a drush out of it, or the Gematria Sinai says that's a drusha. It does not belong in the world of Pshat. It's not the Pshat of the Pasuk. Rav Shlomo Asfari Omar, Ki Sulam Remez L'Nishama Hel Yoyna, U'Malach Elikim Amachshavas HaChachma. That's a second possibility. V'Yomer Reb Yeshua, who actually was a Karoi, is quoted, there are a few Karoim actually quoted in the Ibn Ezra, Ki Tam Sulam, she also by tefilasa v'yodish asim neshamayim. So he says ve'elam mefarshim loyro nevuas chayev amos v'yemia. These mefarshim, they don't seem to bring any parallels with the nevuas chayev amos v'yemia. I'm a bit puzzled actually by this. I don't know pshat, because the first one I understand is just a remez or a drush, but Rav Shlomo Asfari or Rav Yeshua, I mean, you know, it's not that different than what he's going to say. I'm not quite sure what it is that he has. I can certainly find a different remez, but why it is that he says they've never seen the other nevuas, which include a lot of different types of meanings. I don't know why, but whatever it is. Vatam, derech mashal. Vatam, the explanation is that it's a mashal. Kichol dava lo yikochet min Hashem. V'divrei mata tluyim bel yoinim. Ukiilu sulam beneyem sheyalam hal ochemboy loydia dvarim achishas halchubaris. Gamkein kosuv umal ochim acherim yordim lemalashus Hashem k'derech melech misharasov. I want to elaborate a bit on it, because this is actually a very, very, this yisod itself is a yisod Nefshachaim uses, doesn't, not quote Ibn Ezra, but in his own ways. He speaks about Yaakov Chevel Nachlosay. Yaakov is like the rope. The word Chevel Nachlosay literally means the lot. The word Chevel is not a literal translation normally, but it also means it's like a rope that goes milamal lamata. And I'd like to explain this point. The connection of Olyonim and Tachtoinim is an extremely central aspect of Yiddishkeit, of Torah. For instance, we have, there are religions that deal with the here and the now, there are religions that deal with the hereafter, but we're not, our understanding is very different. Our understanding is that the here and the now have in themselves contain the ruchnius of the hereafter, and the hereafter is built by the here and the now. For instance, let's take an example. There are some things that the control is sort of step by step. I'm standing here, and I am doing something which will affect something somewhere else. So there's sort of a line where A affects B through a series of steps. There are things that are hainu hach. For instance, when we see somebody in front of us, the impression the person makes automatically builds a panemistic picture. I look at the person, I say, sloppy, slovenly, uncaring, apathetic, or alive, full of life, etc., etc. I am on the one hand, I'm talking about his appearance, his physical appearance. I can only see the things my eyes greet. On the other hand, if someone were to tell me, listen, this person is really, really a very serious person, a good person, his impression was off, I wouldn't mind hiring him. It's not, I am looking for the pnimius. So the combination of the two work in a very extraordinary way, where I see the person in his physical self, but in a certain sense, to me, that's the outer skin of his inner self. It's not two different things. It's not that in this world I do a bunch of things, then the malach tallies up the score, and then we give you some other schar. It's like you're at a carnival and you have a bunch of little tickets, and then the guy tallies up the tickets and gives you a little dollar, whatever it is. It's very different. It is the same thing, but it's come from this world is the chitzoni sticker. It's the appearance. It is the way. It's a projection of the inner spiritual world, and the inner spiritual world is built by the outer world, and that's the sulam. I once heard from my father's Reinebach, interesting enough. Why is it a sulam, not a stairway? And he said, in a sulam, you have an almost direct correlation. Stairs are always at a slant. A sulam stands point over point. In other words, there's a direct correlation between one and the other. So what we do is ruchnius. The chesed we do, when we give somebody a glass of water, the essence of that is the goodness that we've displayed. That goes up in Shemayim, that affects Shemayim. The lashon of the Nefesh Chaim, like the chev, like the rope, where you pull it here and it pulls something else there, and it gives a feedback to us. That's the sulam going both directions. I think that's pretty much what the Ebenezer means over here. Now,
what did Ibn Ezra mean when he said that the early Mepharshim hadn't seen the Nevuah?
That's what I say. He seems to be saying, I could understand it as a criticism on the Medrash. He's basically, what he's saying is, there are many other cryptic Nevuahs that are misparish in a certain way. How come you're not being misparish this Nevuah? It's as if this is the first time you saw a Nevuah with a cryptic message. But I don't understand how and why his pshat is any better. I'm not sure. Okay, Ramban. V'hine sulam mutzav atzor shon gesh shemayim v'hine malach alakim olam v'yardabay her'eyu b'chalei ma'nevua ki kol ha'nasa boras nasa di malachim. He showed him everything is done through malachim. V'akol v'gzeres ol yon aleihem k'mal ocha v'akim asher sholach Hashem nesalach v'aretz lo yasu k'tana g'doylo at shuvam nishatzav adon kol ha'aretz leima lefana. So the Ramban says that the purpose of this Nevuah is to tell us that everything in this world is done through Malachim. Now, this is something that requires an understanding. Are you having share now here?
No.
No, okay. This requires a Havana. Why is the Inyan of Malachim so important? L'chura, if you believe in all of Yiddishkeit, in Yud Gimel Mikrim, and you don't believe in Malachim, so you're wrong that you don't believe in Malachim, but it's hard to see where Ikri Adas is affected. I mean, here you have Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu is the Bechir Shav Aves, and this is his journey to go outwards. It's a very, very critical moment, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching him Hilchas Malachim. I mean, yes, Malachim exist, and it's one of the Inyanim that we know to be true, but it doesn't even seem to us as if it would be a terribly important part of Yiddishkeit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu run the world without Malachim. What does it mean, Malachim? It also says in the Rambam, which we'll see in the Mitzvah Shem when we get to it at some point, that the point of Kruvim is the reason why you have Kruvim in the Beis HaMikdash is in order to have, it's the belief in Malachim, it's the Emunah Malachim, which is also Yes, Malachim do exist. We believe it because it says in the Sfarim, because it says in Chumash, it says and so on. That's good. But why in the world would it be like Yisodos Emunah in the Beis HaMikdash right before the most inner nekuda of the Kodesh Kodashim, the Aron, the Pnimi of the Aron with the Luchos, you have the Malachim. So the Hesbos is like this. Between HaKadosh Baruch Hu who does and the world, the physical world that receives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a ruchniistic pattern. We relate to things. Teva means there's a system and an order in the world, and the ability for us to grasp and understand is up until and only at the level of a seichel. It's easy for us to understand. Psychology of normal people is easy, relatively easy, to give over because there's an assumed pattern of das and chachman. If I can figure out those patterns, what motivates a person and what does he do to get his motivation, then we have it. But if somebody is crazy, and again, it's not a craziness that we can trace out of if somebody that he was pressured by events to act A or B. That's really a normal person with some sort of pressures. This is an abnormal person. It's a crazy person, somebody who's born missing a screw or two. It's impossible really to grasp what he's going to do because there doesn't seem to be any pattern to it. There's no pattern of Chachma Das, and therefore it's not, there's no way I can understand it. It's just like a computer can crack codes that have a pattern, but if every letter you write would be drawn at random, it would be very, very hard to crack that because random doesn't have a way to crack. Malachim is the ruchniistic pattern of the emes of the world. In other words, just like Teva gives you one level of function in this world, Malachim means there is a system of good and bad, right and wrong, midas adin, midas harachmim, midas hachesed, and so on, which has a system. The fact that it's Nivraim, it's Malachim, means it exists as a system. And everything in the world, we can discern the very sense of what we call Hashgacha. It means this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming into our world and doing things in a certain way. So the belief in Malachim is the interface between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is above everything. When you get to certain, you know, Metames HaTorah, Metames HaTorah, these are things beyond us. It's Kaviyochel, Ritzoni Yisbarach. These are things that we don't have any shaychus to. We just say it is. But what we call Hashgacha is the world of Malachim. In other words, our actions can be tallied as good and bad, right and wrong, having certain effects, and so on. And we get feedback through those drachim of Hashgacha and so on and so forth. So when we talk about Malachim, we're not talking just simply the fact that there are beings called Malachim. The world of Malachim is the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhag of the Bria. If you take a look where it says, you know, that the by Achav it says, the Navi said, I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting and in Kisei Mishpat, and there is me, and there's the Maiminim, the Masmilim, there's the people being, who are being Melamed Chos, and the people who are being Melamed Chova, and so on, by Eov. All of those cases you have Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing with the Malachim is Hu Beis Dino. Hu Beis Dino means it's a Hanhaga that is understandable to some degree. It's, we can relate to it. So believing in Malachim is very crucial in the sense it's the chelik of Hanhagas Abriya that shayach to people. Okay, let's see what time we have. Okay. Let's see, the next one is a Rabbeinu Bechaya that speaks about it. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya Kedarko Bakodesh is going to... He says it on different ofanim. And he will say sometimes al derech hapshat, al derech hadrash, al derech hakabbalah, but al derech haseichel means a deeper yesod, not necessarily using kabbalic terminology. Al derech haseichel, inyan asulam remez lemetzius. The sulam is like the metzius. Ulefisha asulam yesh madregos rab zulam al mezu. The kach yamshu ba'akosa is a metzius. Al shem sha metzius nechol esoy shechalakim. So he says, because the picture of the metzius is is something which is a reflection, is reflected by something that has steps on top of steps, and there are three big steps, which is going to be not dissimilar from what you said before. Hashem sha metzius nechol esoy shechalakim. Chelak ha-malachim, chelak ha-galim, chelak ha-mashafel. Now, malachim we just spoke about, and it's not going to be very different. Galgalim, in the world, by the Rishonim, the big laws of Teva were called the Galgalim. In other words, the astronomical eclipse cycles of the different being bodies in the universe were considered to be the big picture of Teva. So he says like this. V'chein sidin dov elcha sholem. Baruch Hashem alochov, Baruch Hashem kol tzvov, Baruch Hashem kol maisav. So you have malochim, tzvov, and maisav. V'chein shlomo, sigur m'sher Hashem. Chachmo zigim psung zech hazeh. Echad l'chayov, sheni yodov, ashlishi shoykov. So you have in the description of the beloved one speaking about what's so special about a beloved one, we have one pasuk, the cheeks, which is the highest part, that's the face. Hasheni Yodah, which is secondary, and Shlishi Shoykov. Shebekneses Yisrael misaperes shvach shagash baruch hu b'chalkin evorim shebaru. L'chayav ha-malochim, shemagid nevu al nevui. So, it says, L'chayav is karugas ha-boisim. So he explains a little bit more to Marshall. The chelik of nevuah is is like l'chayayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks. I want to, maybe let's stop a second and discuss this also. He says, v'imshilam, and his larugs haboisim, because the psalmim have gvanim mishtanim lovim va'adoim, kena malochim ish mayim v'esh me'esh, sirsoise v'anevim ha-megidim la'am, v'loshen noitfois, v'loshen nevuah, v'loshen v'hata v'ladarim. V'him shal nevuah l'mor, sh'anefesh mishtanik boi. Let's talk a little about this. So Rebbe Mechaya says that the world of malochim is like the l'chayayim, the cheeks are sort of the outer shell of the organ of speech, which is similar to nevuah. It's nimshal darugas habaisim to psalmim, because psalmim have different colors, love and adoim, and malachim are the same, and the sifsaisav are the nevi'im. So the malachim and the nevi'im together form that part of the person, and he says himshon nevuah l'mor shanefesh misanik boy. I want to try to yes.
Just to clarify, this is Rabbeinu Bechaya darshaning psukim in Shir Hashirim.
Yes, and explaining them. Yes. Let's try to explain a little bit. Let's try to get a sense of the depth of this. In the chelik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol is machshav to yisbarach, or it's Soyne Yisbarach, that's something that is completely beholden from us. We don't have the ability to touch into it. More than that, when in a person's own thinking, the Maral has always Seichel Yuni v'Seichel Dibri, when your thought process has not yet taken on, has not yet become hasn't gelled yet as words, you can't have another person be part of it. We all are aware of when somebody is trying to explain something and doesn't have the words for it, and you recognize he's still living with it at a state or a stage that is kind of vague or abstract, and you can't share in that. It's only when the person's thoughts have gotten solid enough that they are actually words that they can have somebody to share with it. The world of Malachim is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ritzono has become to a degree a definable Metzias. That's why those are the Malachim, similar to what we said before, and the Nevi'im are the humans that are Shaykh to those Malachim. The Rambam Shita we saw is that every time you have a Nevuah through a Malach, others disagree that every Malach doesn't have to be a Nevuah. But the other round, Nevuah is a type of connection to that world. Now, it's called Psamim, Aruch Sabaisim Psamim. He says 2 points. First of all, Yeshme Gvanim Mishtanim Lovim Vadim. Because Psamim have different flavors, different colors to themselves. That's because the beginning of organizing things into din and rachamim and chesed is at this stage. For instance, let's take a mashal. If I go in to teach, so my etzem rasson is to teach. It's needed to discipline, it's needed to encourage, it's to teach. As I take a look at the class and I begin to see what's going on, I begin to say, okay, I'm going to have to be very tough at Reuven, I'm going to have to be extremely sensitive to Shimon, I'm going to have to mix pitches with Levi, and so on and so forth. So the Gvanim, the Malachim of Mayim and Eish starts at the world of Malachim. In that Smiyusor Kaviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zitzonos, there is no differences. Just like my rot is to teach. It's not to discipline, it's not to encourage, it's just to teach. But as it moves down, it begins to take that on. And then he says, Nevuah is Nimshel Tamar because the Nefesh is Mis'anikbo. The reason is because it's something which we find it difficult to deal with things that we don't understand where they're coming from, what they are, and so on. As a person hears a Dvar Hashem, which is a description of what this is about and how it is and why it is, there is tainuk to it. It's just like when a person lets me know what he wants, and when things are misyashiv al adas, there's a chorus ruach. That's the chorus ruach. So this whole world is the world of Malachim and Nevi'im as the partners to Malachim. It's the chelik of the Tzuras Adam of Peh and Dibur, both in the sense this is where the world of thought and Ratzon become gelled into Dibur, and it is the flip side of it is where the lower worlds hear what it's about and they gain an insight and understanding into what is unfolding for them. One. Second, Yadav Ela Galgalim is a Lashon Glili. B'chayinam HaKeh Shemecha. Im Shilom Liyadayim Shekol Pulois HaShe Adam Tluyim Bem. Kach Pulois Galim Kulim Shachas Ma Galgalim. Now, the Galgalim are let me explain the way the Kadmonim understood it. The Rambam, for instance, says that one of the major proofs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the fact that the Galgalim are in constant motion, and to have constant motion you need to have something to put them into motion. In other words, the processes that are ongoing in the universe, that's the dynamic process of the universe instead of just the static pieces. So whether we're talking about history or any process that goes on in the Bria, that's Nimshel Tiyadayim. And the place, then, that's why the stars are Ki'ilu, were understood by Kadmonim as being the root of all changes in the world and fortunes and so on. In other words, the actual implementation of these things takes place in the world of Galgalim. Mimuloyim betashis. It says the pasuk in Shashem. It's dashim for Shashem. Kal galgalim ba'avim v'chalolam mimuloyim heim bekochavim shekaren tashis. Shulamalim benazov. Kichein kochavim zemalasim benazov. As a saying, and so on. He goes through explaining the different parts of it. Then he says Shukov is the Olam HaShofel, the end of Metzius. Kichena Shukayim Sefer Guf. The thighs of a person are the lower part of the body. And this is going on the physical world as we have it. It's the recipient of all that was happening before. The Kolam Metzius and Kersulam. This is all called a Sulam because they are directly linked one above the other. Next paragraph. Vodia Kashbach Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov the puppeteer behind all of the movement of all these worlds is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is moving things. And he starts from the lower world. And so on. So the entire Metzius is a Metzius of three rings, three major rings, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving all of them. Then he says, Olam v'yardim, so Rabbi Nachai says a very interesting thing. V'ama olam v'yardim remez al kiyumam v'bitulam. Sh'akosav yechane ha-kiyum la'aliyah v'abitul yirida. Olam v'yardim is the kiyum and the bitul. In other words, al-oyla means things are positive state, and yardim are things that become bottle. Ubo lirmo is ki yesh malachim kayom nitzchim la'ad v'noishim v'yam sheni. Some malachim are eternal, like the foil and michoel and gavil. Yeshem betelem, but shalosh chazal v'yom v'yam barek ha-shpoch katsa malachim I'd like to try a little bit to explain this point also. It says there are two types of malachim. There is malachim that are eternal and malachim that are disposable malachim. What's the pshat in that? Is it better to have disposable malachim, or is it better to have reusable malachim? I guess they weren't on the second day. They were more careful ecologically. Like, what's the pshat? The way he explained before, there are two types of hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we take a look at Tanakh, l'moshel, so there's something that happened to Shaul and to David. There's something that happened to Michal Bas David, to Michal Bas Shaul. Those are events that happened once, and we understand it in its one-time event, in its nature as a one-time event, and then we also understand it to be something. There are sweeping hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that take in the entire existence of the world, and that line of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to take the world encompasses it always. So when we're done with Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're looking at the specific event and the specific Hashkocha, and we're looking at the big picture and how it fits in the big picture. That's the difference between malachim. Like I said before, malachim are the expressions of Hashkacha, the sort of a clear personification, if you will, of the Hashkacha. There are those elements that are negated to the here and the now. It says l'mashal. Every, for instance, Torah is nitzchias and forever and always true, etc., etc., etc. And yet, it says amecharis tuvah choyim tamid. Every day is a new day. Every day has its own avoda. Every hour has its own nazel. Every minute, every second has its own tzira of the Seamus. Both the limited hashkacha, which is very specific, and the sweeping hashkacha, both of them are sort of called malachim, and both of them are a part of a kashbar hashkacha. One more paragraph. Umilas bo choseres ala sulam, shemeshu ba'akos ha-metzius. Vihine Hashem is nitzav olav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia malachim, malachim negalgalim, galgalim is shvalim. Nimtzes lamed shesibas kol mifal bishvalim agalgalim v'sidah gal malachim. So all of it locks in and comes together. V'hu sham Hashem ha'malach ala shalom im osak rosh v'gozal mishpat v'tzedek ter b'medina klema v'olam ha'shafel al tetama l'cheifetz v'tashu shemishpat mu'ukol. When you look at the world and you see person being people being robbed and so on, loykein adavah kam mishpat emes darkei Hashem yisbarach gavu midarkeinu asheis hachzeinu sheshkachasu b'koil. In other words, we always need to see the much bigger picture when we deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha. I want to add another point here. Yes?
I mean, what is he saying? Is he saying that really it's proper what's happening, or that the people who are stealing are going to get what's coming to them eventually?
Probably the latter, but he's saying that, you know, the hashkacha is a prat of a prat of a prat. For instance, let's give an example of where something that we can sort of relate to in a way. Let's say somebody works in a department, in a marketing department of a huge firm. This guy's a salesman, and all the salesmen are marched in and they're told, your job is to sell as much as you can. This guy sells more than anybody else. And yet one day he's fired. Now, somebody says, well, he did the best job. How in the world could he be fired? He did the best job possible. The answer might be, he's very aggressive in his sales, and he gives the firm a black eye, and eventually the firm won't be able to sell anything. Or, he's so good at selling this that it's not allowing the firm to develop new things, which will in turn make more money. By looking at the world as layered and recognizing that what we see is a chelik of a bigger picture, which is a chelik of a bigger picture, that's a sense of hashkacha that we're dealing with. I want to add another connection in Rabbi Nebuchaya. The three of us are merumes to it in the following way. Avraham Avinu is the lowest rung. Avraham Avinu's midah was chesed, which is physical goodness. People are hungry, you give them food. People are tired, you give them a place to be. Somebody's in trouble, you run to save him, and so on and so forth. That is the midah of Avraham. It is the midah of this world. The midah of Yitzchak is the highest rung. It's the most ruchnistic of world. It says Malachim cried, the tears went into his eyes, and became blind. He was afraid, Savamunach. For him, the world that he exists in is the world of the world of Malachim. Yaakov Avinu, by definition, is called the Briach HaTichon. Yaakov is the one who attaches both together. Yaakov's midah is, let's say, Tyra. Let's take that as the Tyra Avodah Gemara Sadam. Tyra is Yaakov. Tyra is something which has the layers in it. It deals with cows and oxen that gore each other, and they're battered up, and you got to pay for it, and so on. And it has in itself the pnimius, that is the pnimius of Chachma, which deals the highest world. The midah of Yaakov, that's the Nefesh HaChaim's point, is the chevel nachlasai. And it's the point that Nefesh HaChaim, I think, makes. The ultimate shleimus is not the person who does the most good in this world, and not the person who lives as far from this world as can be. It's the person that clips the two worlds together, that he binds the two worlds together, is on Haggah, that he understands that every pu'ula of giving somebody bread and water and a smile is a pu'ula of tremendous ruchnius in a world that goes far beyond the time and the place to which the smile took place. So Yaakov Avinu is the latter. And the latter, the midah of latter, is the mid-midah. That's why he's called the Briach HaTichon. He is the one that goes through and connects all the pieces together. That's a very, very, it's a very, very deep inyan. It's an inyan that is, if you learn Nefesh HaChaim carefully, you see that's his point. His point is that understanding that the panemius of things and the rules of things is in this world. There's one more small paragraph just to finish up in the Rabbeinu Bechaya. he brings from the Chacham ben Tivon that the Sulam Yirmoz Le'echus HaSaga Shemin Enushev Shasiga Cheyesh Sholem Boi V'yishchu Lo'idia Tchilas Derech Ahi V'chak Lo'idia Tachlisa V'idia Shederech Ahi Eina Derech Sulam Ba'aretz Ola Orkel Rachba Achi Derech Aliyah V'resh B'Shamayim Komer Erechayim L'may L'maskel. So he says here a very powerful remark. He says, when we ask ourselves, what is the depth of what is Chachma? So if you ask the scientist says Chachma is the knowledge of all the things in this world. What they're made of, how they work, the laws that affect them. But he deals only with the here and the now. The Torah person, the philosopher goes a step higher, he realizes there are things kind of bigger than the world, than the physical world and all its details, but still not all the Nekudas. The Torah tells me that Chochma leads to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question why, the scientist answers the why with why is this the most effective and efficient way? The Torah says if you want to know the truth, the why has to be mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is it that way? For instance, let's give us an example. A person walks erect, his head's on top, his body and then his feet. Very radically different than almost every animal, than every animal basically. It's now on the physical level, so one can say why is it like that? Manishtana. So one can say the answer is going to be how standing on 2 feet tall gives you a better chance of survival. You can eat the apples off the tree better, you can see enemies that are coming, whatever. That's what science postulates. It's in the neshama of science, if science has a neshama. It's kind of, that's where scientists looks at it. The only explanation for something is within the physical good and bad. We say to ourselves, I am sure that there's going to be a physical reason for it, but ultimately it's been set up like that so that a person resembles the tzura of a locus, of having a head on top, then the body, then the feet. Man was made to look b'tzalam elokim, and even on the most physical level. How is that accomplished? Maybe the apples were made high enough so that you have to reach up and eat it. But I'm not looking. Tibn is saying that if you want to look for Chachma, it's the ladder that goes up. Understanding the world is so the muscle. Why did this war break out? There is an explanation on the physical level, and that's an important explanation. But if you limit it to that, that's not where you get Chachma from. Chachma is going to be, why is it that Kadosh Baruch Hu has brought on this issue to bring the war about? Where is it headed to in terms of its Chinese power? Okay, we'll hold it here.